this morning. It is time for our law enforcement update on KDOM, and Sheriff Jason Purrington's with us, and I suppose we better start by first saying happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
But we probably better get an update on what's going on with county offices and things, and roads and things yep. like that.
So originally it started out with a two-hour late start, which was going to be 10 o'clock. And then, obviously, through conversations, they still had road closed. At that time, it was Highway 60 was closed from Windham to St. James. And then there was still no travel advisory out. And so about 9 o'clock, people that make those decisions, we just kind of decided, you know what, with the wind gust still, 30s, you know, up at 40 mile an hour and everything else, we just decided at that point we'd just close the county for the day and open back up tomorrow. So
Start again another day.
I did see they raised the, you know, the road close. That's open, and they were going to pull the no travel advisory. But at that point, you know, we had already decided. So a little bit more cautious.
Is it worth mentioning that even though the road may officially be open, that doesn't necessarily mean travel is recommended?
Absolutely. I mean, you still have your spots where, you know, the plows are out and they may open the road up, but you get, you know, 30 mile an hour wind gusts and whatnot. And the problem areas that we have, you know, they can fill up pretty fast again. So it's, you know, it was more out of caution. Just thought it would be best, you know, try and keep more people at home, and start up again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Very good. All right. But that's not really what we're here to talk about.
No, yet. that's just a bonus, I guess.
Bonus from the expert. Yes.
Right. So what I thought we'd talk about today, and, you know, it is ice fishing season.
We're in it now.
And we're in it. Yes. You know, and from a few people I've talked to, they've had some good luck in the area, and I've other areas maybe not as good of luck, but, you know, it's ice fishing.
That's, now, we that's did part go of it. Through a pretty warm spell, too. Did
we,
that make
we
people
did.
Pull shacks off the ice?
You know, or? At this point, or at that point, I don't think anybody was putting anything around here on the ice other than portables or just sitting on a pail fishing.
Sure.
I hadn't seen any houses out yet. You know, the ice thickness anywhere from, you know, 9 to 12 inches. As far as what DNR recommends for minimal numbers, you know, 4 inches to walk, 5 to 7 for snowmobiles, ATVs, 8 to 12 for small vehicle or for cars and small pickups, 12 to 15 for your regular size pickups. So we were in that, you know, 8 to 10 during that time, and I think that was the right decision as far as, I don't think you want to be out there with any
with any
full size house or pickup. So
it sure seems like safety on the ice is one you would want to err on the side of caution.
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's can be dangerous there, obviously. So obviously err on the side of caution. We have plenty of ice fishing days yet, and we have plenty of cold days coming. So obviously wait till you get the, you know, for a pickup, you know, at least 12 to 15. For me, it's going to take a lot more than that.
Right.
You know, I'm not, ice kind of scares me a little bit, but obviously, you know, we're in Minnesota, so this is what we do.
Now, so far, there haven't been any accidents on the ice.
Not to my knowledge. Nothing reported. So
we're off to a good start.
We're off to a good start. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, you know, ice is, you know, never 100% safe. Even during the coldest days, you know, you can still find thin ice, open spots. Some of that includes the depth of the water, currents, snow cover, age of the ice, you know, things like that. So if you're going out there, obviously you want to test the ice. And by me saying that, I mean you just want to drill holes as you go. If you're walking out there, you know, drill holes, see where you're at, and the farther you go out, just keep drilling, trying to gauge the thickness of the ice, and hopefully the farther out you go, the thicker it's getting. So you certainly want to make sure you test the ice before you start moving vehicles and, you know, I guess what I call the sleepers or the bigger ice houses out there. So
very good. Definitely advice that people need to pay attention to.
Oh, absolutely. And then just make sure you have, they recommend that you wear a life jacket or a float coat when you're out there. Now, obviously, if you're in a vehicle driving on the ice, you don't want to have the life jacket or the float coat inside the vehicle. You know, you want to make, if something should happen, you want to be able to get out. So make sure you have your plan, you know, windows down, doors ready to open, whatnot. Ice picks are always a great thing to have on you. So if should you fall in, you know, you want to swim towards the direction you came from and use those ice picks to get yourself onto the ice and then, you know, kind of kick your way back onto the ice. And then from there, just kind of roll, you know, towards the direction you came from.
Yes.
You know, to kind of distribute that weight. But you just, like anything else, you just want to be very careful, very vigilant with your safety for you and whoever's out there with you. Obviously, we don't want to see anybody fall through or...
Well, and that really, so many times, ice fishing includes kids.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so you want to be extra safe.
Yep, you want to be extra cautious when you're out there, that's for sure.
All right. Driving, too. Anything else we need to mention about ice fishing?
Nope, just... Be careful. Be safe. Just make sure you're checking the ice as you're going. Obviously, the longer we get into winter, that ice is going to thicken up and be a lot more safe. But early on, you just want to make sure you're going to someplace that's safe as you go. So,
very good. All right. Yeah. And then this time of year, just basic on the road safety. We talked a little bit about that too this morning already. But with the ice, you never know what's up over the next hill. So even if the roads appear clean,
right,
you don't know what you may come up on.
Well, so. And you're going to get to those times where you got black ice on the road that you're not, you know, it can look perfectly good, and you're going to hit that spot, and you're going to hit that black ice, and who knows what's going to happen. You know, you could be fine, or you could spin out and end up in the ditch. So, you know, the speed limit may say 55, 60, 65, whatever road you're on, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what you should drive in these types of conditions that we're currently in, you know. So drive fast enough to be safe. And that might mean you might have to drive below the speed limit, but that's obviously the safe thing to do. So, and with the visibility, like you say, you know, the road could be fine. And then if you have a whiteout due to the wind gusts, you know, next thing you know, you might be in a big drift.
And so, you may be sitting there for a while,
and
too.
You could be sitting there for a while. And we've had that, you know, we've been pretty fortunate the last few years. Winters have gone pretty decent, but we've had those winters too where, boy, you're not the only one that's sitting in the ditch, you know. So I guess what I would say to that is don't drive if you don't need to. You know, we'll have people, you know, what are the roads like here? What are the roads like there? And I know people have places to go, but in situations like winter, you know, sometimes that's just best to stay home.
Words of wisdom.
Yes.
Yes. Sheriff, anything else we need to add today?
New Year's Eve's coming up. Obviously, that'll be Wednesday night. So there again, just be safe.
Be smart.
Be smart.
Yes.
You know, if you want to take in the New Year's Eve festivities, that's great. But just make sure you have your bases covered, so to speak. Have your designated driver or somebody that can pick you up. There are extra patrols out right now with TZD. So obviously we want everybody to enjoy New Year's Eve, but we want them to do it safely. So
very good. All right, Sheriff Jason Purrington, we appreciate you coming in today.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.